Thank you for joining with us on this Lord's Day around the Word of God. We're in 2 Peter, once again, 2 Peter and the chapter 1. And it is particularly the verses 12 to 15 that I want to draw your attention to today. 2 Peter chapter 1 and the verses 12 to 15. And so we will just take the time to read these verses, and indeed some of the verses that follow them. 2 Peter 1, and the verse 12, Peter wrote, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath shown me. Moreover, I will endeavour that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honour and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Amen, and God will bless the reading of his word to your hearts for his name's sake. We want to seek the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider his word today. Heavenly Father, we do thank thee that as we have read today, that holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We thank thee the words that we have read today, the words penned by Peter, were given to him under inspiration, that it was thy Holy Spirit who gave him the words to write even in this letter. We thank thee these words have been preserved over the years, that they might still be profitable to our spiritual well-being today. And so we pray that thou will speak to your hearts through thy word. We do remember every individual who will listen on and watch even this message being proclaimed from thy word. Thou dost know every heart, every individual, every need. We pray that thou wilt save the unsaved, that thou wilt restore the cold of heart, that thou wilt challenge, revive, encourage, build up your people that are seeking to press on with you. And Lord, again, we remember right throughout our land and nation, throughout the world, every place where there is a faithful gospel witness, that thou wilt cause thy word to have free course and be glorified. Remember the bereaved today, grant them comfort. Remember those laid aside, grant them a healing touch. Remember those who care for them. Lord, meet the need of each one this day. And so we look to thee, we need thee. We need thy presence, we need thy power. We need thy speaking voice. Lord, come and move in hearts this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Peter, in the opening part of this second letter, was directing God's people to be diligent in making progress in their walk with God. In verse 5, he wrote that beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. And we considered those verses last time. Of course, we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But there is to be that progressing from that day we're brought to turn from sin and put our faith in Christ for salvation. The evidence that a true work has been done will be seen in that progressing in the things of God, growing spiritually. In verse 10, Peter wrote, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure." As we progress in spiritual things, it brings to us the assurance of our salvation. And as Peter gave these exhortations to diligence, he of course sought to practice what he preached to others in his ministry. And in the verse 12, he wrote, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things." I will not be negligent. I will be diligent, he is saying, in reminding you of these truths that I am writing to you concerning, that I am setting before you. You know, he was not taking his ministry lightly. He was not careless with regard to the ministry God had called him to. He realized there were duties that God required of him in his ministry. And just as Paul instructed Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and 12, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee. Take heed unto thyself," so Peter, by God's grace, it was his desire that he would not neglect the gift that was in him, that he would not be negligent in the discharge of his ministry as a preacher. Now, as Peter wrote the words of this letter, he was conscious that for him death was drawing near. Soon his earthly ministry would come to an end. He would go to be with Christ. He tells us in verse 14 of 2 Peter 1, "Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus has showed me." In verse 15 he wrote, "Moreover, I will endeavour that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." Soon his decease would come, his departure, his exodus from this world. His soul would leave his body and go to glory. In John 21, the verses 18 and 19, we have the record of the time when the Lord Jesus spoke to him about his death. John 21 and the verses 18 and 19, that the Lord Jesus was arisen from the dead at this time. He appeared to Peter and some of the other disciples. And we find in John 21, the verse 18, the Lord Jesus, speaking to Peter, said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, "Follow me." The Lord Jesus spoke to Peter, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And Paul, or rather Peter, wanted to finish well in his ministry, conscious that death was drawing near. Like Paul in Acts 20, verse 24, he desired to finish his course with joy, and the ministry which he had received of the Lord to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And that which Peter penned in this letter has been preserved for us as part of the written word of God, that we might profit spiritually from it. And today, as we focus in upon verses 12 to 15, I want us to consider what Peter said concerning putting God's people in remembrance of the truths of God's word. First of all, I want you to see how Peter reminded God's people of the truth of God's word as he wrote this letter to them. Verse 12 of 2 Peter 1, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth." See how Peter speaks about putting them always in remembrance of these things. The things he had already written about in the opening part of this letter, the things that he will continue to write about in the rest of the letter. Even though these were truths, as he put it in verse 12, that they knew and they were established in the truth, yet he sought to remind them. Because by nature, we can all become careless, even concerning the truth of God's word that we are familiar with. Therefore, Peter was conscious that it is the duty of the preacher, in his preaching, in this case in Peter's writing, to remind God's people, saved sinners, of the truth contained in the word of God. Peter has written in this chapter of what God had done for them in salvation. He had given to them all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He had reminded them of the importance of progressing spiritually in their walk with God. He will go on in the next chapter to warn of false teachers. He will go on in the third chapter to write of the second coming of the Lord Jesus. It is the duty of the preacher then, not only in his preaching and his writing, to remind God's people of the truths they are familiar with, but even to remind God's people of the importance of reading God's word each day for yourself, studying it, considering it, praying over it, that you might be reminded even of those truths that you are already familiar with. And of course it is the duty of the preacher to remind those that are unseen of your sinfulness before God, of your need of salvation, of the way of salvation found alone in Jesus Christ, because of the work he has accomplished by his sinless life, his sacrificial death, his resurrection from the dead, that if you will repent of your sin, turn from your sin, ask God for forgiveness, trust in Christ and what he has done, that you can be saved, you can be forgiven, you can be in the family of God. You need to be reminded of these truths. It's interesting as you read the other New Testament letters, for example the letters written by Paul, that he too in his writings sought to emphasize the need to remind God's people of the truths of the word of God. For example, when he wrote to the believers at Rome, in Romans chapter 15 and the verses 14 and 15, this is what Paul wrote. Romans 15, verses 14 and 15. "And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God." He says, as putting you in mind. He's writing to believers. He wants to put them in mind of the great truths of the gospel. You will find in another of Paul's letters to the church of Philippi, in Philippians 3 verse 1, that again there's an emphasis upon reminding God's people of the truths they were already familiar with. Philippians 3 verse 1. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. It was safe to remind them. He was going on to warn them about false teachers. And you know, when Paul was writing to Timothy, one preacher to another, in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6, he had written to Timothy about the fact that in the latter time some would depart from the faith. And he wrote in verse 6, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ." Putting them in remembrance. And so Peter, here in 2 Peter 1 and the verse 12, as he writes to these believers, he writes, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth." Every believer, no matter how long we've been seen, we need to be continually reminded of the truths of the Word of God. Reading God's Word for ourselves. Listening to the preaching of God's Word. During the public ministry of the Lord Jesus himself, as you read through the Gospels, you will find that he often reminded his hearers of that which he had told them before, that which they would have read in the Old Testament scriptures, or that which they would have witnessed in his ministry. For example, in Matthew 16 and the verse 5, Matthew 16 and verse 5, we read of the disciples coming to the other side and they had forgotten to take bread. And the Lord Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they began to reason among themselves that the Lord was talking about the fact they had not taken physical bread with them. And when the Lord perceived this, he said to them, "O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up?" He was reminding them of that great miracle that he had performed. And of course he went on to tell them that when he spoke of them needing to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees, he was referring to their false teaching. But the point is here, the Lord was reminding them of what he had done. That great miracle, they had not fully learned the lesson of. Then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, the Lord Jesus was speaking. Luke 17 and the verse 32. And he simply said in that verse, "Remember Lot's wife." And if you're not saved, if there's something you should remember, Lot's wife was privileged, and yet she perished in her sin. You can be privileged to know the truth of God's word, to know about your need of salvation, to know about the way of salvation. But if you never come and actually call on the Lord for that salvation and put your trust in Christ, you'll never be saved. Remember Lot's wife. John chapter 15 and the verse 20, again the Lord Jesus was speaking. And in John 15 verse 20, he said to the disciples, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Remember the word that I said unto you." Remember what I have said to you already. And in the past, and then in John 16 and the verse 4, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them." So the Lord Jesus, often in his ministry, reminded his disciples and reminded other hearers of that which he'd already done, that which he'd already told them, that which they would have been familiar with from the Old Testament scriptures. And indeed, take the time to read through the Old Testament, read through the Psalms, read through the Old Testament. You will find God calling his people to remember. You know, we're to remember the Lord Jesus and his finished work of sacrifice by means of the communion feast, remembering the Savior. And so, that's the first thing that we note here in these verses in 2 Peter 1, the verses 12 to 15. Peter is reminding God's people of the truth of God's word. But I want you to see then in the second place that Peter is stirring up God's people by way of remembrance of the truth. In verse 13 he wrote, "Yea, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." As Peter reminded God's people of what God had done to save their souls, giving them like precious faith in Christ, as he reminded them of the need to give diligence to add to their faith the progress, as he would go on to remind them of the danger of false teachers, to remind them of the promise of the second coming of Christ, he was stirring them up to diligence in their walk with God and their appreciation of what God had done for them, stirring them up to be active in their witness and work for God. And is it not the case that all of us who are saved need to be stirred up at times, need to be aroused by the word of God, by the example of the Savior, by the record even of the lives of others in the word of God, such as Paul and Peter, that we might press on with the Lord, that we might be the best that we can be for him? Later in the letter, in 2 Peter 3, verse 1, Peter wrote this second epistle or letter, "Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior." They were to be stirred up in their minds to remember that scoffers would come questioning the word of God. They were to be stirred up concerning the certainty of God's promises being fulfilled. They were to be stirred up to be holy and godly, stirred up to be looking for and living in the light of the coming again of the Savior, stirred up to beware, stirred up to grow in grace. And so we too need to be stirred up concerning these things. When Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and 6, he put him in remembrance to stir up the gift of God in him. We need to be stirred up continually in our walk with God, in our work for him, in our prayer lives. And if you're not saved, you need to be stirred up to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near, lest you die in your sin and are lost in hell for all eternity. There's one final thought here in 2 Peter chapter 1, in these verses 12 to 15. Yes, Peter was seeking to remind God's people of the truth of the word. He was seeking to stir up God's people by reminding them of the truths of God's word. And I want you to see then in the final place that Peter desired God's people to remember the truth of the word after his death. You see in verse 15 of 2 Peter 1, Peter wrote, "Moreover, I will endeavour that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." Peter didn't just want the Lord's people to remember these truths while he was with them. He wanted the truths of God's word to have such an impact upon their minds and their hearts that even when Peter would pass from this scene of time, they would remember the truths of God's word that he had set before them. I think of the words in Hebrews 11 verse 4 concerning Abel, "He being dead, yet speaketh." You know, the fact that Peter was moved by God to write of these truths in this letter, which is preserved for us as part of the New Testament, it means that long after Peter's departure from this world and death, we can call to remembrance these truths, which are still as up to date and applicable today as they were when Peter first wrote. When we consider the ministry of the Lord Jesus when he was here upon earth, you know, some of the words that he spoke to his disciples were not fully understood by them until after his death and indeed his resurrection. They remembered what he had said in John chapter 2, and they could see these things in a greater light at that point. John chapter 2 and the verse 22. Well, in the verse 18, the Jews had said to the Lord Jesus, "What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things?" And the Lord Jesus said to them in verse 19 of John 2, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And as verse 21 tells us, he was speaking about the temple of his body. Destroy it. Put me to death, in 3 days I will rise again. But the Jews didn't fully understand what the Lord meant, and they said 46 years was this temple in building, thinking of the literal temple there in Jerusalem, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But verse 22 tells us, when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. And they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. They remembered. And they remembered when he was risen from the dead. It was after his death and after his resurrection that these things became more clear to them. In John chapter 12, there's another incident. John chapter 12, and in the verse 12 we read that on the next day much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written. In other words, what was happening was the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Verse 15, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt." And verse 16 tells us, these things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, that is when he died, when he rose again, when he ascended back to heaven, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The word of God, you see, has such power that after the death of a preacher such as Peter, the word he spoke for the Lord can still be remembered and speak to the hearts of those who heard. Oh, today, if you are not saved, do not neglect to heed the word of God spoken to you in the gospel that you've heard no doubt many times. And child of God, let us give such heed to the word of God that even when those who have preached it to us pass from this scene of time, that that word will still be hidden in our hearts. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless his word to your hearts.